We are on item number 13. Thank you all for bearing with us to get to this point here. With luck, we're in the glide path towards the landing. I would like to get this moving as quickly as possible from here. The weather is starting to turn a little bit. We're seeing some snowflakes out there. Item number 13, pertaining to sharks. Mr. Grist.
Yes, this is a proposed reaffirming of the amendments for Chapter 490 pertaining to sharks. This was originally adopted February 25th of this year. There was a technical issue with the notice. Commission directed us to have a reaffirmation at this hearing. Addendum 3 of the Interstate Fishery Management Plan for Coastal Sharks addresses recent findings involving scalloped hammerhead sharks and black-nosed sharks, which are overfished and experiencing overfishing. We are trying to align or have aligned and reaffirming the alignment to the ASMFC's Coastal Shark FMP with the current federal restrictions. What we had to do, what we did last month, was we established new species groups for coastal sharks. We set new recreational size limits for hammerhead sharks. We made everything consistent with the federal restrictions, which have already been in place since July 1 of 2013. How we did it, black-nosed sharks have been aggregated originally with the small coastal shark group, shark-nosed fine-toothed bonnethead with a single quota. Hammerhead sharks had also been aggregated originally with the large coastal shark group. The ASMSC has not set any quotas for the coastal shark groups. This is all handled by NOAA Fisheries. So what do we do? Black-nosed and non-black-nosed was created. So there are two different groups from the one original small coastal shark group. Now, they're each still linked, though, because there still is an overall quota that if one is reached, the other will close. So if black-nosed is reached, non-black-nosed is closed, and vice versa, non-black-nosed versus black-nosed. Same thing with the hammerhead sharks and the aggregated large coastal sharks. They're still linked so that if one or the other reaches their quota, both are closed. This is because they usually catch all of them together. There was also an approval for a recreational size limit of 78 inches to be established for hammerhead sharks. This is larger than the current 54 inches that was provided prior to the February 25th amendments. So our small coastal shark group, this is our non-black-nosed small coastal shark group, the sharp nose, the fine tooth, and the bonnet head, and then you have the black nose by itself. Our large coastal shark group, which has everything in it from silky and black tips down the bull and nurse sharks. Then our hammerhead sharks, our scalloped, our great, and our smooth hammerheads are grouped together now. Under the ASMSC compliance schedule for this item, by January 5th, all the states had to submit proposals to meet the requirements of Addendum 3. We completed this. The Management Board reviewed and took action on all the state proposals back in early February. This has been done. By March 1st, states had to implement all the regulations. We technically have done that as of the February 25th Commission meeting. Again, this is just a reaffirmation. We've also completed our whole timeline that we are mandated to do through ASMSC. We've had our discussions with FMAC. We've had all the public comment from the previous meeting. We've had no new public comment offered for this meeting. There was also one other item from the last meeting. NOAA Fisheries had also increased the possession limit on the large coastal shark group from 33 to 36 sharks in the EEZ. ASMSC adopted this last November. Now, we weren't required to do this, but for consistency, we also recommended and the commission adopted it last month. So these are the amendments that took place last month. We amended Section 20 of Chapter 490, aligning the shark definitions with Amendment 3. This was on evaluation page 6 and 7. We made amendments to subsection 40D, which established a recreational 78-inch minimum size limit for hammerhead sharks, evaluation page 11. Amended subsection 41A, increased the combined possession limit of the aggregated large coastal sharks and the hammerhead sharks from 33 to 36 sharks, again, evaluation page 12. And on subsection 41E, this references the modified list of sharks exempt from the commercial trip limit or possession limits. This is also evaluation page 12. All the proposed amendments have been advertised in accordance with 282.209 of the Code of Virginia for the public hearing. The notice was in your evaluation. We have not received any public comments to date. So staff recommends reaffirming the amendments to Chapter 4 VAC 2490 pertaining to sharks and modify the shark management ground definitions to be consistent with Addendum 3 of the ASMSC's Interstate Fishery Management Plan for Atlantic Coastal Sharks, established a recreational size limit of 78 inches for hammerhead sharks, and increased the combined commercial possession limit for aggregated large coastal sharks and hammerhead sharks from 33 to 36 sharks, for the record.
And the record is now perfected.
It is a public.
Any questions from the commission?
No.
Hearing none. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to be heard on this subject, either pro or con? Seeing none, the matter is closed. Matter is before the commission.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Tankard.
Second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously.
That's a record for today.
That's a record for today.